everyone. This is Coach Fab, welcoming you to episode 17 on this May 4th of Casinos USA's podcast, where every day is Saturday. Today's podcast is actually part two of 7 days on the Las Vegas Strip. And part one was the largest listening audience in our 8.5 months, over 7,000 plays. That arena crowd here maybe wasn't 7,000 people, just a few more, but nonetheless, it's just symbolic of our feelings. We thank you again. And we're expanding in other ways as well. Our Twitter account, Coach Fab at Casinos USA 2017, that's at Casinos USA 2017, went over 1,500 hits on our last tweet about podcast 7 days on the Las Vegas Strip. And I want to thank a few people, I think, that retweeted that. Heather Ferris, that wonderful dealer from Las Vegas. We appreciate her good work and her free school. And also, Vegas Fanboy, thank you both so very much. Also, our email account on www.casinosusa.bet. Casinosusa.bet. 178 email because of that podcast. Wow. We were normally getting 15 or 16 every week. 178. Wow, thanks again. And if you want to keep with us up daily, we post almost daily. I would say we post daily on Facebook. It's a public account. It's Casinos USA. Check it out. Maybe you want to join that group. Casinos USA on Facebook. I want to start out today by talking about something that's for all slot players to learn. Very important. It's made the national news. You probably didn't miss it. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back. Ooh. I'm referring to an incident that occurred in Florida at a casino. And, you know, I'd have been totally wrong if somebody had asked me my opinion. It was really a issue over who owns the bet in a slot machine. The person that puts the money in or the person that pushes the button or pulls the handle to make the thing go. Well, usually it's the same person. You put the money in and you're the one who pushes the button or pull the handle. But this man who put the money in asked his friend, his female friend, oh, why don't you, you know, crank it up here for me? You're for good luck. And so she hits $100,000. And he's thinking, well, you know, it's my win. I'm sitting here. She's standing beside me and she pushes the button. But under law, every casino in the United States, under gambling law, it's not who puts the money in the machine. It's the person who pulls the crank or pushes the button. Can you believe that? And of course, this great friendship, no more. The woman, according to the casino, was given the money by law, and she did not share it with the person who put the money in. Wow. You know, and talking this over with my wife, Janie, we thought, well, whose card was in the machine? And it turned out the man who put the money in the machine did have his card in the machine. And that was irrelevant. So it's really who pushed. So, you know, from now on, how many people are you going to ask, hey, pull this thing for good luck? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe that? But that's the law. The law is the law. So I think the lesson here is if you're sharing a machine with someone, this could end up to be a real bad situation. Yeah, I understand husband and wife. You know, my wife and I, we play slots together so often, particularly video poker. And sometimes, you know, at $1.25 level, occasionally a few rolls at $5. But, oh, my goodness, that's husband and wife. So I think legally we have to share that, you know, in terms of assets. But if you're just sitting with a casual friend or a date, for that matter, if you're not married, and whoever pushes that button is going to get the payout, and he or she's not obligated under law to share it at all. You know, slot machines have this, what is, millisecond thing going on, you know, and you're just lucky enough to push it at the right time. And so you're the person who made the bet, and that's the way the law looks at it. But I would have been wrong if somebody asked me my view on that. I just, no way could I believe that. But it's been in USA Today and my favorite newspaper gaming writer, Mark Grutz, in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. in his player advantage column, also had an article on it. And it's, so it's well known coast to coast. But it's a great lesson for all of us who play the slots with other people. It's the person who pushes the slot, not the person who put the money in, and not the person whose player's card is in it. That's all irrelevant under the law. Who knew? I didn't. Well, guess who stopped in the studio? It's my wife, Janie. And, you know, we were Casinos USA. There was five players. And then Janie and I also, and, you know, we had time together with other people, and we had time with family, and we had time with one another. And one of the things that we've enjoyed about Las Vegas over the years is, you know, trying to get one, I would say, top-scale restaurant experience, you know, one dining experience. And then also to go back to an old friend, she'll be telling you about a place we go for the food and for the economy of the food. And also, if you have kids, you know, the food court kind of thing, like where's something really good to go to that it's tastes good, it's not a waste of money. So, Janie, what's your view on all these things? Let's talk about that top-scale restaurant experience.
Well, I thought today I'd talk about three pleasant experiences that we had while we were in Las Vegas this time. We've been going to Las Vegas for probably 20 years, and sometimes five times a year, so we've been there a lot. And I would have to say, I have never had any bad food in Las Vegas. I have never been sickened in any food in Las Vegas, and everything's been very, very good.
I agree with you on that one.
So hopefully that would continue. And we've had takeout, we've had room service, you know, we've gone to different restaurants off the strip in private neighborhoods that people have recommended.
Oh, I just thought of that room service we had at the Encore. That was sweet.
Yes, the Encore was very good. But we stayed at the Tropicana the first couple nights this trip. And usually when we're in a casino, we try to eat in their best restaurants or sample their fare. So, especially since we're getting complimentary rooms, we feel we should probably eat there. So, there's a walkway between the casino and the club towers at the Tropicana, and that's where several restaurants and several shops are located. There's a new restaurant that's being billed as one of the top 10 new restaurants on the Strip, and it is called Boscio's. B as in boy, A-C-I-O. And it's very attractive looking, which caught our eye first in that it has an Italian decor, but instead of red and white tablecloths, it had the black and white with the, all the red trimmings in the napkins and the flowers and so on. And it just was very appealing to look at. A lot of windows. There was an area right in the hallway or inside the restaurant where there's a big bank of windows where you can look down at the pools. So we went there the first night for dinner, and we're delighted with their menu. Too many items. We had a hard time picking, as usual. But we chose several. We had the eggplant parmesan antipasto, which was excellent and was only $10 and was actually as large, if not larger, than most dinner portions. Now, this didn't come with, this was just the eggplant. It didn't come with any pasta or anything, but you really didn't need it. We also had the shrimp risotto. We had a sampling of the pappardelle, which are the wide egg noodles with the bolognese sauce. And their bolognese sauce is very good. We had both the marinara sauce with the eggplant and then the meat sauce.
Yeah, I wanted to mention this is a tablecloth restaurant. This is an upscale restaurant. The hostess, you know, at the door was dressed very well, and the waiters are all dressed professionally. This by no means, even though that price was low, that $10 appetizer, which served as a meal in a sense, it had nothing to do with that. It was just top scale from top to bottom. Very, very clean, as my wife said, as Janie said. Very attractive interior, you know, so it was wonderful.
Also on the menu was, as a side dish, was sautéed zucchini. And now when I'm out and there's zucchini offered, I usually always try that. There, I'd have to say that the side order of sautéed zucchini was probably the best that I've ever had. And I've had it in many, many restaurants. It was so good, and I offered it to Fav. And he sampled it, and between the two of us, the dish of it was so large we couldn't finish it all.
Yeah, you have zucchini expertise. I can testify for that.
We liked this restaurant so much that we couldn't wait to get up in the morning and go there for breakfast, which we did. And to our delight, they have a special breakfast cocktail menu, and there's about 12 different cocktails, including mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Oh, we must be in Las Vegas if we're having cocktails for breakfast.
That are only $3.99 each. So we started off...
Wait, give me that price again.
$3.99.
Woo!
So we started off with the mimosas. It was a tough choice between the Bloody Marys and the mimosas, but we got the mimosas. And then went on, I had the filet Oscar Benedict, which was the smoked bacon, beef filet, crab, you know, the usual Bernays, asparagus, absolutely delicious. Fav had, I think, just the regular freestyle eggs with prosciutto, but you could also have the smoked bacon.
It was awesome. It was really good.
Or applesauce.
Really good.
They have the neatest little fingerling potatoes as a side with the breakfast, and of course toast, and you can have four or five different kinds of toast. And the coffee there is excellent. Very,
oh,
very
so
good.
Big.
We're really coffee snobs.
Yeah, I've talked about that. I'm a coffee snob.
Yeah, if it's not Starbucks, you know, or something better, then we don't like it. But their coffee was excellent, and it was just a great experience. They have great service, no matter how busy they are, and they do get very busy.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, Marquee Gaming has done a remarkable job at the Tropicana. I mean, you know, I thought it was kind of a tired, old, worn-out place. I was totally shocked. I mean, it's fresh and clean, kind of has a Cuban decor, you know, with all that white, shiny tile around it. It's, and the hallways are just very impressive. So I would just recommend that you stop into the Trop at least to try out this new Italian restaurant. Hey, but what about, Jenny, what about when you want a bargain meal? You know, you spend a lot of money and you lost some money in gambling and you want to eat a little cheaper. You know, what you're thinking there?
Well, for a steak dinner, I mean, there's no comparison but the casino and restaurant at Ellis Island, and that's E-L-L-I-S. Island, just like the immigration port.
Yeah, Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor. But you know, there's a little tip I want to give. If you're somewhere in the middle of the strip and you can get to Bally's, if you go out the side door at Bally's and just walk down the street, I'm talking maybe 30 yards, there's Koval Lane, and you just cross that. It's a crossing, it's a light and all that. And there's Ellis Island. So it's just one block off the strip on Koval Lane.
Okay, what it is there, folks. And we've had this more than once every time we've gone to Las Vegas, ever since we found out about it. It's $9.99 normally, but it's not on the menu. You would have to ask for it. But if you play $5 in any slot machine and print out a ticket, you get two more dollars off. So it really, you're getting it for $7.99.
And their slots are pretty hot there. I mean, a lot of the locals play there.
And the filet, the steak dinner we had was probably the best of all the ones we've ever had there. The filet was large. They were done to our specific order. There's a baked, you can have a choice of potatoes. And then there's a whole lot of fresh green beans and a salad or soup. It's an excellent meal. And again, the service there, they're so used to dealing with so many people. The service there is excellent. They can seat many people at one time.
And I want to mention a coupon that we had there from the Las Vegas Advisor. If you join the Las Vegas Advisor, you get a coupon book. It's member rewards. It's a great book. I have a picture of it in our Facebook, and I've also put a picture of it on casinosusa.bet. But listen to this. Three rounds of drinks for two people. So, you know, again, you can have after-dinner drinks or before-dinner drinks for free. That's nice.
I mean, some people might think that $7.99 price for that steak dinner is just too cheap. I mean, where can you get a steak for that price? It mustn't be very good. But let me tell you, the steaks were excellent. And as I said, they were done just to our description. They were tender, and they were large fillets. So there again, I couldn't finish the meal there. So that's a good bargain, and it's close to the middle of the strip, right behind Bally's. And if you're taking a cab, you just want to, the cab drivers would know where Ellis Island was. You can take the monorail and get off at Bally's and then just walk to Koval. We've walked down there at night, too. It's near the link, the big wheel. So it's, you know, there's a lot of activity there. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, something else I wanted you to talk about. It's a trendy kind of thing. And every year on the variety of podcasts about Las Vegas and the newsletters that we get, and, you know, Jill Nicole, who lives in Las Vegas, talks about different pizza shops. But I just think we found a pizza that just is a home run. And it's also part of what America Casino Guide that coupon came from. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just tell our listeners about the new pizza that we found.
We were looking in the American Casino Guide for different coupons, and we came across one for Bonanno's. And Bonanno's is located in the MGM Grand Food Court, Luxor, Flamingo, and Mandalay Bay food courts. But there's they have a New York pizzeria, and the New York pizza is excellent. I'm not fond of pizza. I won't get it usually, so it has to be very good for me to like it. But they had a coupon in there to buy one whole pizza for $35, and then you get another one. And these are huge pizzas.
Yeah, I call them big box pizzas.
They're huge, yes. We had with us at that time
6 people.
And it was way too... One pizza was plenty for that, for us, so we took the one home.
Yeah, so you buy one, get one free. But you could feed... Would you agree you could feed a dozen people with
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. They're huge pizzas, but it's excellent. It's hard for me to describe. They're thin-crusted, which is what we like, but they're very... They're spiced, and the cheese is perfect on them. We like them very much, and as did everybody else that was with us. And people that we know have told us that that's their favorite pizza. They like to go there just for that.
Yeah, I think, if Secret Pizza trended last year, then Bonanno's is going to trend this year because it was amazing. Well, something else that we enjoyed together, and this really wasn't for everybody in the Casinos USA team, but Jenny and I kind of grew up with this, and that's pinball machines. And you may know about this, but not too far past UNLV on Tropicana East is the Pinball Hall of Fame. And this outfit has pinball machines from the beginning almost, you know, very early ones, I'm assuming during the Depression, 1930s, and then into the 1950s and 60s, and the 60s was our time. And they're all set now for a quarter a game. There are some that are a little more expensive, the newer ones. But you could go there with, $20 each? Mm-hmm. And spend 2.5 hours playing there. You know, you still get the free games. I was pretty excited about winning some free games. But what do you think of the Pinball Hall of Fame?
Oh, I enjoyed it immensely. I would go back there in a minute, but I love pinball games. It was so much fun. There's no charge to get in. You just pay for each game. But and as Coach said, there's... You win. He and I both won free games, bonus games, whatever they call them, and we spent several hours there, fully concentrating on those games.
Yeah, one tip. It's really hard. I think this is true, generally speaking. We took a cab there, and if you take a cab anywhere in Las Vegas, particularly on a weekend, and I think it's true almost any time, and it's off the strip at any distance, it's really hard to get a cab to come back. I mean, you'll call a cab company and they'll tell you they'll be there in 15 minutes. It might take 45 minutes. So a tip is to see the proprietor of the Pinball Hall of Fame, because he'll give you numbers of cab companies that do service. Otherwise, you might be waiting a long time. And I want to thank that individual for helping us out. Get a cab back to where we at the Luxor at that time, right? At the Luxor. One of the members that joined us this time is a young lady, beautiful young lady named Kelsey, and I didn't make this trip, but you took Kelsey to the top of the stratosphere. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I wanted to show her the amusement, the rides that are up there. I've taken other people up there to see those, and we've eaten at the restaurant up there. There's a restaurant on top of the stratosphere that revolves, goes around the whole time you're up there, and they have pretty good food, and it's not too pricey. And in the day you can see the rides operational, and so it's a nice place to go. But she didn't want to eat there. She just wanted to view the deck and see the view and then see the rides. And she was quite shocked by it. It's always fun to see those. I can't even go out too close to the edge and look at them. My legs get kind of rubbery. But she did. She went out and had her phone there and was taking pictures of them. And if you haven't been up there, it's a neat place to go. These are worldwide amusement rides that people come from all around the world to enjoy. We know people who have gone on all of them. We've had relatives that have ridden all of them. And right now they have the Big Shot, which is, they've had that for a while. The car that shoots you to the top and then down again. They have the swings that go out on the side. And then they have the car that goes down. And I can't remember what they call that, but
that's a scary one. Oh,
they're all scary up there. And especially, I hadn't been up there at night before. We always went in the day. And at night, to me, they just seem that much scarier. And we looked at them when we first got there. I told her to look up, and you could see them outside of the stratosphere. And we were down below. Oh, they also have like a bungee jump now that you can take off the side. In fact, we were sitting in the restaurant the last time we were there with one of our grandchildren eating, and we thought we saw a body go down by, and we weren't sure. And then we saw the sign as we were eating that said, oh, we now have this big drop, I think they call it. So then we knew it was okay. But the night that she and I were there, it was too windy, and they had canceled that particular one. And sometimes it's so windy there, you can't even go up in the tower.
I wanted to ask you if you'd consider one of our doctor friends that just talked to me about our Las Vegas trip, listened to the podcast, and he said that the last time he was in Las Vegas, he stayed at the Trump Tower. Now, as you mentioned, you and I go way back in Las Vegas, and the Trump Tower was built on land that was Phil Ruffin's, if I recall, and it was right behind the New Frontier, which that's a misnomer because the New Frontier was an oldie but a goodie. But that's all just empty ground now. But so I always felt the Trump Tower was a matter of curiosity, but I always felt that might be dangerous to walk down that stretch, you know, it's, I don't know, what, 50 yards maybe, you know, late at night. I'm not sure about that. But the doctor told me that they're all suites. Like the sleeping hours, the sleeping areas in the room is separate from the living room. So it's an all suite thing. And I think what it is a lot of them are owned and they're just rented out. So I don't know. How do you feel about that? Would you want to try Trump Tower?
Oh, I'd absolutely try it. I wouldn't have any problem at all trying it.
Okay. All right. Hey. Our little dog Oliver is trying to get on the air here. You might have heard him coughing in the background. Hey, Janie, before you take Oliver out of the studio, I just want to talk about something else. And, you know, I don't want to hesitate to talk about this because some people might think, well, it's a little strange thing to talk about. But we're in Las Vegas at Christmas. We're in Las Vegas at Easter. And this time it was over the Easter weekend. We were there 7 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we flew back to Pittsburgh on Tuesday. But we attended church there. I saw in the church bulletin that there's approximately 41 to 42 million visitors to Las Vegas yearly, and somewhere between 5 and 6 million are, you know, Christian, Catholic. And on the northern end of the strip, you know, we had talked in other podcasts about the Guardian Angel Cathedral, which is just past the Wynn and the Encore. But on the southern end of the strip, our first visit to a church, the Shrine of the Holy Redeemer. It's the Most Holy Redeemer, and thank you. And it's the largest church in Nevada, and it seats over 1,000 people. Can you talk about how easy the access is to get to it?
Well, if you go out the back door of the Tropicana Club Tower, you just cross one street. It's right there. It couldn't be much closer to the Tropicana, but you can walk from the Mandalay Bay, Luxor, Excalibur, New York, too. We saw many people Easter morning doing just that.
Yeah, and all those crossings are at stoplights, you know, with timing. That's pretty cool. You don't see that in a lot of cities. It tells you how much time you have to get across the street. 30 seconds, 25. As you walk, you pick up the pace. But it's a safe walk, and It's a beautiful church. So some people may not think about going to church in Las Vegas, but I'll tell you what, that's really wonderful. And, the priest at this shrine of the Holy Redeemer, Most Holy Redeemer, was very welcoming. I thought it was very welcoming. And of course, the Guardian Angel Cathedral is the cathedral that has the bishop's chair, the bishop of Las Vegas. So I just want to mention both of those churches. You can definitely go to church in Las Vegas quite easily.
Well, I'd like to add that the Shrine of the Guardian Angels was the first cathedral on the Strip and the only one for a long time. But as you said, between 5 and 6 million people every year who are Catholics and go to church, wanted to go to church, and that shrine was just not large enough for everybody, so it was decided that they would build the Shrine of the Most Holy Redeemer at the other end of the Strip to accommodate so many visitors. And it has, the visitors have truly added to the economy of the Diocese of
Las Vegas. Yeah, and one more thing. You talk about the music in these churches. Can you explain why the music is so good in these churches?
Well, they have, a lot of them are, a lot of the people that are in the groups there are also performers in a lot of the casinos.
Yeah, they play in the shows there, the orchestra and the singers, the, you know, the background singers. So that's awesome. Well, I have to say goodbye to you, Janie, because here's our little doggy. He wants to take a walk. We'll take a short break and come right back. I want to talk about Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor, the membership and the newsletter. Can't wait to tell you about it. I paid $53 for a full membership, and that includes a hard copy of the monthly newsletter. I just enjoy having those hard copies to go back to and refer to, you know, around the house. It's good. You also get the member rewards coupon book, and it's simply amazing. And I'm not exaggerating in any way, and I tell you, even if you're just in Las Vegas for, you know, 2 nights, 3 nights, you can save hundreds of dollars, easily pay for your membership. You know, I discussed in this podcast about the one coupon for Ellis Island, 3 rounds of drinks for 2 people, and that's top shelf stuff, anything you want. It's not well drinks. And they're all like that. You know, there's 2-for-1 buffets all over the place. You know, there's match plays all over the place. And I told you, I'd suggest making an afternoon of it. You know, if you want to get out of the sun and just go up and down the Strip and use these coupons, it's a lot of fun. It takes you into all the casinos and you can enjoy it. But in the March newsletter, he does this monthly, Anthony lists the top deals in Las Vegas. And I want to refer to the top 5. This monthly special article, is the actual title is Las Vegas' Top 10 Values. And I'm going to give you 5. And no surprise to me, the steak dinner that we referred to, the 24-hour steak dinner, you can get for $7.99 with $5 worth of play. Just go to the Players Club and join that and play $5, and you get a voucher then for this steak dinner. It's listed as a number one deal. The shrimp cocktail at the Skyline, it's 24 hours. That's $1.49. How about a dollar beer at the Casino Royale? The Casino Royale, 24-hour dollar beer. It's a deal. The breakfast at the Klondike Sunset. Excuse me, the breakfast at the Klondike Sunset. It's $1.49. There's retro old-time prices. Amazing. But at the Flamingo, which is, you know, relatively close to the center of the Strip, daily draft beer. Hey, this is not a misprint. I had one. 5 cents. Oh, I'll repeat that. Draft beer. 5 cents. So again, I'm certainly recommending that you get a Las Vegas Advisor membership. The information that you receive and the membership rewards book, it's just an amazing value. And you learn so much about Las Vegas, what's going on, because Anthony's certainly an insider. He goes back. So again, the Las Vegas Advisor, $53 a year for me. That's full membership because I receive a hard copy. You can get it for less money if you choose just to have an online copy of the newsletter. That choice is yours. It's also very important for me to mention one of our podcast followers. I happened to meet him on our trip over the Easter break. Jay Crimmy. It's Jimmy Crimmy. He runs Jimmy Crimmy Eyewear Boutique on 10575 Southeastern Avenue in Henderson, Nevada. That's 10575 Southeastern Avenue, Henderson, Nevada. And that last name, if you check it out online, is C-R-I-M-I, J. Crimi Eyewear Boutique. The reason it's so important for me to tell you about it is he repairs sunglasses, glasses, either one, for free of charge, even if you didn't buy them there. Now, I know it just goes without saying that you need good sunglasses in Las Vegas. You could certainly do damage to your eyes. And many people come to Las Vegas with expensive eyewear, but something happens to them and they need repaired. And rather than buy a brand new pair, this is a gentleman that has a fantastic shop that's willing to repair your eyeglasses for free. And this shop, you'll meet a Las Vegas celebrity possibly. This is a big name in the greater Las Vegas area. It's a big, big name. And you're not going to get Asian knockoffs, you know what I mean, that really aren't what they say. You're going to get the authentic eyewear that you're looking for if you do decide to buy some top quality eyeglasses, sunglasses. You want to get out and see Jimmy. So one more time, Jimmy Crimi Eyewear Boutique. Check it out online. It's located at 10575 Southeastern Avenue in Henderson, Nevada. That zip code is 89052. So don't worry if you have an accident with your sunglasses and they're expensive, you know, several hundred dollars, and you don't know what to do. If you have a car or a rental car, get out there and see Jimmy Crimi, and he'll take care of it. One of the major topics in our next podcast, that will be on May 18th, is we're going to be discussing negative expectations. Every gambler has to understand what that is, and that understanding doesn't mean that you are going to swear off gambling. Negative expectations, I think, is presented so often in such a destructive manner that you feel like, yeah, I'll never go back to a casino again. And I want to give you my take on negative expectations. You know, I've been a recreational gambler for decades, so I can tell you from firsthand experience how it works against you, but how you can still enjoy gambling in a casino, even though the expectations of any particular game that you play, slot machine that you pull, is negative. So we'll talk about that. We also are happy to announce that we're going to be spending courtesy of the casino gaming company at the Meadows Casino, a free night there. It's a Hyatt Hotel attached by a walkway to the casino. And the Meadows Casino is a major casino in Western Pennsylvania in Washington, PA. And of course, it's a racetrack as well, but it's a wonderful casino. So I'm looking forward to it. And we'll have that trip report for you on our next podcast. Also wanted to remind anyone who enjoys sharing their casino experiences, please give our answering service a call. That's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. You know, so give us a trip report, ask a gambling or travel question. You know, tell us about your casino capers anywhere in the country or out of the country. You know, in this podcast, we had a call from a Pittsburgher who went to Montreal. We'll play your call on our national podcast, if at all possible. And just use your first name and the city or state that you're calling from. That's not a big deal. Don't identify yourself. Our podcast can be found on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Stitcher Radio, MyTuner Radio, Google Play, iTunes Store, and you can go right to our website, www.casinosusa.bet. Casinosusa.bet, B-E-T. And we've crossed over 20,000 listeners for the year 2017, so we want to thank all our loyal supporters and our new listeners too. Remember, if you are a recreational gambler and you visit casinos in and out of Las Vegas, so do we. And we share our recreational gambling tips and our stories with our listeners. We always explore the towns and cities around the casinos, and we appreciate the many fine people that we meet. So listen, if you enjoy casino resorts and you enjoy traveling, follow the bi-monthly podcast of Casinos USA. And please share your own stories and call our answering service. Again, 1-724-519-4556. I want to thank those people that made some contributions to our podcast to help us to cover expenses through PayPal and through credit cards, either one. We appreciate that. And we appreciate the many people who have clicked on our Amazon link on our website. You can deal with Amazon through that link, and you incur no cost other than what you buy. But we get a small kickback from Amazon, and that's very helpful. So thank you once again. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the Casinos USA way, a place where every day is Saturday.